Today, we're diving deep into an exercise that's another effective classic, the push-up. We'll explore the muscle mechanics in play, unravel various push-up variations to target different muscle groups, and lead you through what skills open up after the push-up. That is my main goal, to give you the push-up as a tool to learn new and exciting skills such as clap push-ups, the handstand, and planche. That's not all. We'll tackle common pitfalls many face, provide beginner tips to get your first perfect push-up, and challenge our advanced athletes with variations.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as ninja warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
Did you know that the push-up uses over half your body's muscles? The push-up targets the chest or pectorals, focusing on different parts as you lower down and press back up. Your triceps in the arms and your shoulders work hard to extend the elbows and stabilize your movements. Placing your hands wider than shoulder width focuses more on your chest and shoulders, but is not great if you have shoulder issues, while closer hands add more to your triceps and the inner chest. Place your hands closer to your hips and you are getting more triceps and shoulders ready for a planche. The exercise isn't just great for the upper body, it also acts as a powerful core workout. What exercise are you doing at the same time? The plank. The muscles in your core and sides keep your body straight and stable during the movement, preventing your hips from dropping. Your lower back muscles work together with your core to keep your spine in a straight line. You can see how the push-up is a compound movement and a classic since it hits so many of the upper body pushing movements, similar to how our pull-up was our essential tool for the pulling motion. Changing your hands prepares you for other muscles, while traditionally we do them with our hands close to our body. These simple changes allow us to be challenged in different ways. Because the push-up is so common, simplicity creates a misunderstanding that also creates very common mistakes. Let's dive into the most common mistakes people make during push-ups, especially when first doing them, and how you can fix them to ensure you're getting the most out of every rep. Push-ups seem straightforward, but these small errors make them more useless and even unsafe. The biggest mistake for beginners is the elbows. Flaring out the elbows wide seems to just happen at first for most people, but it increases the strain on the shoulders and reduces the focus on the chest and triceps. Instead, have your hand shoulder width apart and have your arm and elbow always touching your sides. Another common widespread mistake is sagging the hips, especially on the way up, which strains the lower back and loses the abs. It should look like a plank the whole time. Tighten your abs and squeeze your butt the whole time. Still not working? Might have a weak core, weak mind-body connection, as you are doing many different muscles. Or this version of the push-up is too hard, as some people lift their butts in the air when pushing up to help. Those who are stronger will do ego push-ups with half reps to get a higher number or do not control on the way down. Muscle strength and growth come from the lowering and lifting part of any exercise and fully stretching the muscle. Have you made any of these mistakes, or are there more common ones? Regardless of the skill, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we don't know why these mistakes happen, and they're common for a reason. Just like having the elbows flared out during the push-up, I'm not too sure why this is the default for most people. For lifting your hips when you're pushing up, it makes sense. We try to do things easier because sometimes our buddies don't want to struggle. At first, we just need to think about it more and get proper techniques to teach ourselves that this is what we want. Mastering the correct form in push-ups opens the door to more advanced exercises and variations. Next, we'll explore how push-ups can serve as a foundational skill, leading into more complex and cool movements, and then I will give you progressions for the push from beginner to advanced. Push-ups kind of suck for skills. While there is good news and bad news, push-ups might not launch you directly into high-flying tricks or the showiest calisthenic movements, but they build a foundation that bridges to some truly impressive skills. A good example is the planche, an advanced move where you hold your body parallel to the ground, supported only by your hands. Achieving a planche demands shoulder, tricep, and core strength, blended with balance and body control. It's a zero-gravity push-up, a definite crowd stopper. To work towards a planche, begin with pseudo planche push-ups, where your hands are positioned closer to your hips, also adding planche holds starting from a tucked position. Another skill is the handstand push-up. This skill does need to change vertically, emphasizing similar muscle groups while also engaging the core. The transition from traditional push-ups to pike push-ups, where you resemble an inverted V with feet elevated to prep for the full handstand push-up. And don't overlook push-up variations like the one-arm push-up, archer push-ups, and even 360 spin push-ups. Some are just flare rather than an effective workout, but it does add coordination, and sometimes the rule of cool overrides. There are skills that the push-ups can help towards, but in my opinion, the list of moves that you learn is smaller than if you learn to hold your body weight with pulling and grip strength. Also, your legs for acrobatic skills. It does not mean that the skills you do learn are not impressive, really cool to do, and a great goal to achieve. How cool is it to have something to aim for with a pulling move, a pushing move, and with your legs giving you a good list of three skills to work on that don't conflict with one another, while understanding the pathways from basic push-ups to these high-level skills is good, knowing how to progress correctly to a common push-up. Next, we'll cover push-up progressions suitable for beginners, and then we will go over moves past the traditional push-up, all to build strength. Getting to do a really good god-tier push-up starts with a wall. Starting your push-up journey can feel daunting, but mastering them begins with simple steps. The wall push-up is your first step. Stand against a wall, extend your arms, and push. Focus on form over force and a tight core. Use a door frame or rail for the full range of motion. As you grow more comfortable and stronger, the incline push-ups are next. Place your hands on something higher, like a bench or a step. Slower work towards lower objects, moving you closer to the ground, and greater strength gains. Finally, embrace the kneeling push-up, ensuring your body remains rigid and straight from your shoulders down to your heels. It's not just about moving up and down, it's about cultivating strength, control, and resilience. The last step is then the traditional push-up. Ensure with every progression, your form is on point. Keep your body straight like a plank. The goal is to build strength throughout the entire range of motion, so depth and form are crucial. Just like many bodyweight skills, sometimes progressions are the hardest thing to find. If you want a document for free that breaks down all these progressions, as well as the advanced progressions we're about to go into, as well as a free workout plan, you can go over to our website at Awesome Ninja Fitness, or it should be in the description to get it for free. Speaking of more advanced moves, let's get into those now and see where the normal push-up can lead. What's the point of doing 30, 50, or 100 push-ups? Let's build some strength with something more advanced. The advanced versions and challenges for the push-ups are a mix of strength, coordination, and explosive power. Next would be archer push-ups, where you do a push-up lowering towards one hand close to your chest and the other one fully extended, putting more weight on one arm to get you ready for one-arm to push-ups. The one-arm push-up with your legs separated in straddle is a great next stepping stone, which then leads into the elite level of a one-arm push-up with legs together. Remember, do not twist your body away to make it easier. Challenge is good. For dynamic moves, you can look into clap push-ups and 360 push-ups. These cause more strain on your body than it does for an effective workout. However, the more for a challenge of coordination and to enjoy your movement. Speaking about these challenges, sometimes the rule of cool is a goal to achieve. That means looking for skills that are fun and not necessarily effective for working out are great side quests to achieve. Just know the difference between what is an effective workout versus what is a skill you are learning. Both are great goals, but there are differences. While mastering the push-up techniques can be exhilarating, it's crucial to separate fact from fiction when it comes to their benefits and limitations. Up next, we debunk common myths and misconceptions about push-ups to ensure your training is based on solid scientific foundations. Busting myths is just as important as perfecting form. Some of them I believed very strongly when I first started. For example, faster push-ups are not necessarily better. Slow on the way down creates more tension on the muscle, and then fast on the way up will grow that power. Faster reps lead to sloppy technique and increased risk of injury. Many avoid push-ups, fearing shoulder injuries. Push-ups strengthen the shoulder muscles. The key is proper form. Aligning your elbows, not letting them flare out, and ensuring your body is tight and controlled throughout the movement. What can injure you are wide push-ups. The wider the hands during a push-up, the better for your chest, right? Wider does target the chest slightly more. It also puts more strain on the shoulders, which can lead to discomfort or injury. There are better options. Last is doing as many push-ups as possible, even every day for results. It does lead to endurance and some results, but it's a muscle. 6-30 reps if you want actual muscle growth, 6-12 reps for strength, and if it's too easy, then do a harder variation. Rest is needed for proper recovery, and overtraining can happen. We have talked about before a time and place for when doing an exercise multiple times, even 5 times a day, can lead to good results, but that's not sacrificing the rest that you need and the goal of what we're doing. I used to do as many push-ups as I could every single day as a challenge. There were results, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with people challenging themselves and trying something new to improve. It was a great mental challenge. However, that was short term, and depending on our goals, we need to have plans in place long term. It's great to change it up once in a while, and it's great to have a challenge. But let's have a good foundation first, and then we can change up the furniture once in a while. Let's explore how integrating push-ups into a full body workout can maximize your fitness gains, ensuring you harness their true potential without falling prey to common fitness myths. If you had to make the most minimalistic full body workout only using your body weight, you could do it with only 3 exercises. This would be a pulling exercise, which is the variation of pull-ups, which we have done a whole episode about, as well, a lower body legs, such as the variations of squats, and then your pushing action, which is the classic push-up. You can do them as individual exercises, meaning you're doing a variation of 6 to 12 reps, depending on your goal, resting for about 2 minutes, and then doing it again for about 3 to 4 sets. The other option we do with our workout plans is supersetting, which is doing one exercise back to back since that muscle will be resting as you do another exercise that does not use the same muscles exactly. Now you have a simple workout you can do every other day. Mastering push-ups and integrating them effectively into your workout routine can transform your fitness journey. They're not just about building upper body strength, they're about enhancing your total body fitness. Armed with the right techniques and understanding, push-ups can be a cornerstone of a balanced, effective workout plan. And that wraps up our deep dive into the world of push-ups. From basic anatomy to advanced techniques and debunking myths, we've covered everything you need to elevate your push-up game and integrate it into a workout. If you found this episode enlightening and you're eager to put this knowledge into practice, don't forget to check out our website at awesomeninjafitness.com. We've got a special treat for you, a free 7-day workout plan, which includes the full bodyweight exercise breakdown, a 7-day meal plan to complement your training efforts, and a customizable app absolutely free. Remember, fitness is a journey, not a destination. Join us next time as we tackle another exciting topic to help you become the best version of yourself. Keep pushing, stay motivated, and as always, stay awesome.